And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitt full.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys and the Chillin' Guys this week because we're talking about everything cold. We had Chaz on to give us a little ice fishing report, and we've been talking a little bit about how to use your equipment in cold weather. And we're going to wrap it up with some weekend treats.
But I really think it's important to finish that little tip that I was discovering. I did a rump roast. And as
beef.
I said, yes, I really never, my mom used to call them pot roasts. My wife still calls them pot roasts. Well, there's really, I don't know if there is such a thing as a pot roast. Ask your butcher, he'll look cross-eyed. But the rump roast, of course, your butcher will tell you that the back end of the cow is not as flavorful. We like that front end because it has that chuck thing going to it. Because it's an animal that pulls itself, right? It's stronger front end. The back end's just boring. That's why a round steak is always kind of like, not so much. That's why my mom used to Swiss them. But this rump roast, Sobe has a rub that he uses. And I don't know if he sells this or not. You might be able to have to go to Kent Butcher Supply or somebody like that.
No, he does. It's called Sobe's Beef Rub. I have some at home. I honestly do.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh.
It
tastes like bouillon to me.
It's got it in it, question.
Yeah. So what I did was I'm thinking, this is a big old knuckle, right? And some people used to smoke them, and they'd call them a knuckle. And then they'd shave it for chipped beef.
Okay.
So this spice of his, it actually made that rump roast good. And it was simply because I smoked it real long and low temp, long time, and I put that rub all over, heavy, obnoxiously heavy.
Right.
And I put oil in the mix when I put it on.
So it stuck.
Oh, and I bought some super thick bacon. And I laid the whole top of it with bacon.
Well,
the duct tape of food.
Right. It's starting to sound better now.
It turned out great. I mean, so then as soon as it was done, I had a ton of au jus. I took that au jus and made gravy out of it.
Did you catch it? I mean, it was off the roast. I mean, you had to roast in a pan?
Yes.
Okay.
And I baked it. I said smoked it. I baked it. I did not smoke it.
It worked better.
It did.
Yeah. All right.
It did. I was being a wimp.
It was -3 the other day.
Yeah, right. Wind was blowing from the wrong direction.
No, it just, you know, sometimes you're going to do that.
Sure.
So I sliced it into like 1-inch chops. And then I took all that au jus and I made a gravy out of it. And I laid those steaks or chops in that gravy. And I parked it for about 5 hours. That what turned a rump roast into like a beautiful thing. I thought it'd be impossible. It actually worked. So that's a long story. But
did you eat it cold or?
No, you reheated it. No, I kept it warm. I parked it at $1.75.
Okay,
and just let her coast. And you know, there's all sorts
of
devices.
Use that dial.
Right. I have a really beautiful oven that I got at Garrett's, and it does a wonderful job. So I was thinking of smoking treats for weekend gigs. We got football every weekend. How about those Lions?
Yeah, we got them tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Got them tomorrow against Tampa Bay at home.
We're going to kill them, I hope so.
I was, you know, this is just a sign of the times. Had just a smidgen of an inkling of maybe wanting to go to the game until I got online and started looking at ticket prices.
$1,200.
Yeah, right. Gee, nosebleeders were $6.
My friend sold his seats for $12 each.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Then you start realizing that 85-inch TV at home on the front of that nice couch.
Yeah. Oh, and the bathroom's so much closer.
Right. And there's three, no waiting, and only two of you in the house.
Right. And the beer's way cheaper.
Right.
Beer's cheaper. You can hit the pause button if you have.
Food's better.
Yeah.
Instant replay.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't need to be there.
Right.
No. I got my grill right out back.
Yeah,
exactly. What are we going to put on it, Bob?
Yeah, I think some jalapeno treats are good.
Yeah?
But
oh, Jobby's jalapeno treats.
My wife reinvented something we used to have all the time, and it's that this is the cream cheese with the chili and the cheese on top. And you ever have that? You heat it up, you bake it. You can throw that in the smoker, in the oven, whatever you want. But you just take a glass pan.
Yeah, cowboy queso.
You spread cream cheese on the bottom, And if you make a good chili, you can throw your chili on there. If not, you can use a Hormel or something. Right. Mary Jane, Marianne, whatever that on the can is. And then cover it with whatever cheese. Now, here's something I would highly recommend. If you're using a lot of shredded cheese, if you notice, if you just shred a block of cheese yourself, you're going to get a way better product. If you're buying bagged cheese, there is starch on the outside of it.
So it doesn't stick.
From sticking. I'm telling you, it messes up the cheese, especially on a pizza. I want to see a nice layer of grease on the top of my pizza when I pull it out.
Right.
Use that stuff. There's no grease.
Right. Yeah. And that's probably, you know, somebody engineered that so that people thought they were eating better cheese because there's no grease.
Well,
and
it's actually
they don't care. They just don't want it to clump. That's right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that little bag that comes in and says, do not eat.
Right. Yeah.
Do not snort either.
Right. Yeah.
Hunter.
Right. But
jalapeno treats are great.
I love them. I mean, everybody's got a recipe.
There's so
for
many
those.
Ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the smoked fish.
Right.
I mean, we just got off the rivers with a steelhead. Maybe you got a steelhead fillet in there. Get yourself, there's brines on the website. Get it brined up. Put it out there. That fish, like you were mentioning earlier, does not take the temperatures, does not take all that heat, just some time. And I'll tell you, smoked fish, crackers, a little bit of cream cheese.
If you go to Sobeys, he's got a nice connection with a seafood purveyor, right? I think it's Superior. Anyway, you can buy these tuna steaks that are absolutely gorgeous and do them any way you
they're
like.
Frozen,
it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, they're frozen. They're flash frozen, really super cold. You want to blow some people away? Grab a handful of those things. You thaw them, and then you coat them. And I like the Japanese style with the sesame seed. But do it however you want. And you can throw it on the grill quickly, or you can put it on a griddle. You can just throw it on a cast iron, you know, in a sesame seed oil or something like that.
That's another protein. It's very important. Get it up to room temperature before you go searing.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to get frozen center.
Well, you want
it's not on
you
the heat
want
that long.
Thawed
yeah.
is
right.
what you meant to
yeah,
say.
Right.
I'm reading your mind.
Up to room
but I
temp.
Know what you meant. Yeah. And as long as it's thawed. Now, see, I would probably not necessarily agree with that because I want my tuna to be raw in the middle. I just want it lightly grilled on the outside so it fools people. But I really am eating sashimi.
Yeah. Yep. It's good. And you can get
the
that.
Nicer restaurants serve it that way.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Yep.
And it looks, the presentation's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You probably like it, don't you, Chaz?
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my point is, you can get that from your local meat place, wherever you like to buy your meat, the best place, even if it's a big chain or whatever. The frozen department has a huge variety of that stuff. And it's not that bad of a price. I got two steaks for like $16.
Yeah.
And they're,
you know, about big around as a baseball maybe, you know.
Yeah,
but they're
yeah
flat.
It's a hockey it's puck. It's just a hockey puck.
Right.
But you know what? It's such a delicacy that if you do it right and then you cut it real thin and you get some wasabi and a little teriyaki sauce or whatever. Oh, man.
We were talking about that smoked fish, Chaz, making a dip out of that with cream cheese, a little garlic, lemon, dill, maybe even a little Worcestershire sauce in there.
What kind of fish was it you had in the freezer?
I use steelhead.
Right. I like steelhead, too.
Yep.
But you can use the salmon.
You can.
Crappie.
But if you have
crappie and walleye work.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Real mild.
Do you boil it then instead?
No.
Smoke it.
Smoke it. Yep. But, I mean, it's, you know, they're thinner fillets. It's going to be done quicker, but you can tell it starts to flake.
It's easier to debone then, too. You don't have to worry about.
Well, mine's all boneless. Yeah, when I put it in there. Yeah.
The guy that catches it takes the bones out.
Right, yeah.
Some do, some don't.
I'm pretty good with that little thin knife.
Yeah.
Fillet.
Fillet?
Fillet. Yeah.
Well, my point is, some people maybe have an issue with the bones, and if you do smoke it, that's an easy time to
pick them out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the steelhead and the salmon, you know, pulling those pin bones.
I'll take steelhead any day.
Oh,
any day, baby. That is a phenomenal piece to smoke. That's a gift from God.
Yes, it is. It always is. But and it's a lot of fun to go get them.
You can still get them. The river ain't froze.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And unless the guides are off fishing an ice tournament, they'll take you.
And I think your fishing license is good till March.
Yes, it is. End of March.
End of March.
So that's kind of cool. Chaz, thanks so much for coming down here and getting away from your computer screen. We know you do a lot of IT work for people, and for us, you certainly do. Wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, go check us out on thegrillingguys.com, and Bob's on all the social medias as the Grilling Guy, so that works out good. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, get out there, be safe, stay off the ice until you know it's thick enough to hold you, and right now we don't believe it is in many places. So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.